The war was become upon himself. In Mitzvah, if the Bzeri will get well, will get healed up, is Ketimi Chorich Shaki, that's what we call him a nickname, like his burnt legs, burnt thighs, is Avid No Yoy Metovun Rabbonim. I'll make a Kiddush for him. When he gets better, I'll make the Kiddush. In Mitzvah, as I've given, he got better, Bzeri got better, is Avid Sudosu Lakul Rabbonim. So Rabavua made a Kiddush to everybody, made a Sudah, so to say, door for everybody. His Kimotu Lemishra, when it came to make the Bricha Tamoitzi by the Sudah, Omar Lev Rab Zera, so Rabbi Avuah that was making the Suda went to Rabbi Zeir and told him, you make the Moitzi. Lishra Lomar, you go make the Moitzi now. Omar Lei, Rabbi Zeir answered back, Leisava Lomar Lahoda Rabbi Yechanan, don't you hold like Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Baal Habayis Poitzeya, the Baal Abos, the one that's making the Suda, he has to make the Moitzi. He has to cut the bread. We'll soon see the reason why. So B'zai Shavu Hu. So Rabbi Avuah was Mekabel, Rabbi Avuah made the Moitzi. Mar kibotu lebruchi, after they finished those Suda, came to bench. Izom alei nevorach lomar, vayta Reb Zeira went, Rabbi Avuah, the Baal Abos, went back to Reb Zeira and said, now, Kopan, I want you to bench. Om alei, so Reb Zeira answered back, lei sovo lomar, don't you hold the hoard of Rav Huna, the min bovo. The Omar, that Rav Huna says, boitzeya nevorach, that the one that made the moitzi, he's the one to bench also. We had a story before, since she made one bracham, we let you end off bench also. Of the Gemara of the EU. But what did Rabbi Avuah hold? And Allah held the Rabbi Avuah. Command Svirlei. Ki ho di yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Mishim Ben Yechoy. This is where we hold. Now what? Baal Habayis is what say. It's true. The Baal Abos, he should make the Moitzi. He should cut the bread. The Yorech Mavorach. But the guests, you should always let them be Mizam and they should make the Brichos HaMozim. Why? Baal Habayis but say, let the Baal Abos always make the Moitzi. Because they should yiv Tzabai and Yofer. It's his bread, so he'll be able to cut nice big slices and give everybody. He won't be stingy. If he'll let the Eurech make the Moitzi, he doesn't know how much bread there is. He'll be stingy, he'll give everybody a small piece. So now the Mechila to make the Moitzi, let the Baal Abos make the Moitzi, he won't be stingy, he'll give everybody nice big portions, that's orders. So Yorech Mevorech, when it comes to benching, then you're supposed to let the guest be the Mezamin, be the benching. Why? Because they should Yorech Baal Abayis. He should give like a Yashker to the Baal Abos also. My Mavorach, what's the special year Rotz is supposed to say? If you're a guest by somebody's house and you're benching, you're supposed to give the Baal Abos a special bracha. You're supposed to say, Yir Rotzin, Shalayevish Baal Abayis Berlam Azeh. You should have no bush, you shouldn't be embarrassed in this world. You shouldn't be like finished, or you should get Tchar Elam Abo. The Rebbe Moisevo Dvorim, and Rebbe Yed a lot of other things, he said, the Yitzlach Miyoid Bechol Nechostet. So say you should have atzlocha with all your nechasa of all your business. V'yil nechasa v'nechseinu mitzlochim, should have atzlocha with all your nechasa of all your property, or krivim l'ir, should have good property near the city, v'yal yishloi tzotin, and the sotin shun shteros, lei b'maisi yodav, not what you're doing, lei b'maisi yodainu, not what we're doing, v'yizdake lei lefonav, lei lefonenu, and he shouldn't do any harm to us, the Eitzara, or the sotin, shum dover. That the son shouldn't have any shtitzer at all on us. Shouldn't bring any hero. That's the Yerotzin you're supposed to say. I can go down also. Some still have it, some still don't have it. But when you're an Eirich by somebody else and you're Mazam, you're supposed to give a bracha back to the Baal Abos. Trashy. Craven the year. If you have your property, real estate near your house or near your city, so you can take good care of it. But saying it's far away out, you can't go this off and you won't take good care of it. You won't take good care of it. The Chosrashi Karkois. Right. So the Mara Ad Heichet Birchat Azimun. How far is this halacha of Birchat Azimun? So, Shrashi Ad Heichet Birchat Azimun, Tzrichim Liya Shloisha, Kshen Shnayim Lo Yamru. Rashi is big Kiddush. Rashi tells you have two people, you don't say the first bracha of Birchas Hazon. So let's see. And the Rashi on the Shalom is, when do you say the Birchas Hazimun? When you have three? By saying two people, you don't say this bracha at all. As Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevorach. Rav Sheshes Omar Ad Hazon. Rav Nachman says the Birchas Hazimun is only the first bracha. Just the Baruch Shechana Mishloi Vutuv V'chiyinu, that's the Birchas Hazimun. So maybe when you have two people, you don't say this Baruch Shechana Mishloi, but you start from Hazon Yasakil, from Hazon Yasoyla. Rav Sheshi says no Ad Hazon. Birchus of Zimun is called told Baruch Hashem Hazon Yasakil.
The Rosh Hashitah is when two people sit down to bench, you'd start from Noid Lechor. You don't say the first Brocha. And that's Tais Kashram to Rosh, that's first for Tais on Rashi. Let's say, Rahechim Birch the Mosin. Pirush Rashi, Mamte Mad Azon, the Azon Bechlau Shnein, the Mavach Mazon, one hero. The Birch of Azon, the Yeraitah. The Yech Yochit Potemine, how could you say we only have one or two people, you don't say the first Brocha? It can't be Pshat. Therefore, Tais himself learns Pshat, Ela Mishom Nechiv and the Mavorach, So about before that we hold, let's say three people eating together, and two people finish eating, and they want a bench. So we tell the third person stop eating and wait till they make the Birchas Hazimun, then you continue eating. How long does that person have to wait until he continue eating? First on Yom says all he has to hear is just the Birchas Hazimun, you know, and then he can start eating right away. Halacha we hold no. We have to wait until the mezamin finishes the first bracha of Azon Esakur. Then he can continue eating. But avada, a person that eats by himself, he benches avada. He benches all three, all brachas. So Tais we hold. I Tais pshat hechav b'azimim means how long do you have to wait at the biyotza of the brachas azimim? As one person that wants to continue eating, you nachem nomer ad nevorach, just the first part. You have Azon. You have to wait for the whole first bracha. Name it ketanoid. Let's say the machlekes ketanoid. The Tani Choda. One brisa says, Birchas Hamozon Shnayim Mushloisha. A small Birchas Hamozon could be two brachas, and Mola could be three brachas. Such a brisa. The Tani either another brisa says, Shloisha Vabor. A Mola could be Birchas Hamozon with three brachas, and a Mola could be with four brachas. Rashi, Birchas Hamozon Shnayim Mushloisha. Pomim Shem Shte Brachas. Rashi's toss is very good. Sometimes you only bench two brachas. Problem shame shalosh. Sometimes you bench three brachas. Ketzad, kishem shloisha. When you have three people, you're saying zimun. And Rashi Shitri is the first hazonis oilam is from zimun. Hain shalosh brachas. Then you have three brachas. So kishem shnayim. We only have two people benching. Hain shtei brachas. The first riozul. That's Rashi Shitri. The first brachas hazonis oilam. You don't say you're benching yourself. You start from late lachon. You only have two brachas. Yeah. So the Gemara Savrua the Kula Yalmo Hatov Yemetiv Lavdi Raisa. That these brises are not talking about the fourth bracha that we have Hatov Yemetiv, because that's only with the Rabbanim. So my love, what's the machlokes in the first three brachas? Bracha Niflugi. Man diyom Mashtayin Vesholosh. That sometimes you only make two brachas to Savar Ad Hazon. That he holds the first bracha of Hazon Esakel Hazon Esaylan is the Chlal Zimun, and you only say it if you have three people together. You have two people, you don't say it. Oman diyom ashalosh viabor. The other brisa says no. There's always a question. You have to say three or four brachas. Kisava ad nevorach. That everybody has to start from Hazon Esaylam. Everybody always says three brachas. If you have three, then you have to have zimun. You have a fourth bracha. This is Rashi Shita. Tzeis about those difference. Vayitz zemar loy. There's no raya from here. We have nachman matar satayme. We have sheshim matar satayme. We have nachman matar satayme. The kulei alma ad nevorach. About the brachas of zimun is only the first thing. Brash chana mishaloi. This bracha azon esayulim is not part of zimun. Man diyom esholosh viyabor shapet, and it's very good. Everybody has to bench at least three brachas midiraita. When you have a zimun, you have to say bracha chana mishloi like a fourth bracha. Man diyom eshtayim esholosh, the one that says only two or three. How do you have a bracha only two? I was saying now zimun is only the bracha chana mishloi b'tov v'chayinu, but azon esayulim is a bracha you have to say. So you always have to say three brachas. How is it possible only to have a chi of two brachas? We're talking about the workers that are benching. The Yomama, we learned before, when the poil benches, he doesn't have, he can't take off too much time from his work, so he has to bench fast. He says, Azon Esakil, Vakaina Bani Rishlaim, the Birchas Aretz. He only says two brachas. He says, Azon Esakil, then he says, Birchas Aretz, and Bani Rishlaim in one bracha. That's how he has two brachas, by the poil. We have sheishes mitzvah at the time. We have sheishes mitzvah at the current tishkisha. Kula yalma ad hazon. Everybody.
Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. We'll start over again from the two dots. Ad heichin brichas azimun. Until how far does the brichas azimun goes? Because the machlokes of Nachman Omer ad nevorach. We have sheishes somer ad hazon.
Ad nevorach. That's called brichas azimun. We have sheishes somer ad hazon. That's until hazon. The whole first brach hazon as hakel is all part of zimun. The Rashi Shitu we said is that Rashi Shitu is you only say the first bracha of Azon Esakul if you have three people benching Mizumin. But if you're benching by yourself, there's no chiyuv to say the first bracha. You only start the second bracha. That's Rashi's chat.
The loch we hold by Tosis, Rabad, everybody Yochid says the brocha, Hazon, the first brocha. So the shayla is, we have before, three people were eating together, and two guys finished early. So the one person has to stop eating and listen to the two be mezumim. Now when they start making mezumim, how long does the third guy have to wait till he can start eating again? That's the shayla. First one, Rambam says, he only has to wait till they say, then right away he can continue eating. And the loch we hold know that when you are stopping to answer to those two people, you're supposed to wait until they finish Hazon Esakel. Then you can continue eating. That's the shayla here. Is Averchim Birchas HaZimun means when one person has to stop for two, when can he continue eating? So the Mara Neimek Tanoi, the Churas HaMachlokes Tanoi, and how long is the Birchas HaZimun? Is it just the Baruch Shechana Meshaloi? Or is it the whole first bracha benching? Tetani Chodom. Birchas HaMozen Shnayim Ushloisha. Sometimes Birchas HaMozen has two brachas, sometimes has three brachas. V'shan Yidich, another brisa says, Shloisha V'yabor. Sometimes there are three brachas, or sometimes there are four brachas of benching. Now, Savru, what happened to me was, the Kulu Yalma Tovya Meitav Lavdi Raisa. It's our fourth bracha that we say at Tovya Meitav, that's not with the Raisa, that's not what these brises are talking about. What's the machlokes and brises if there's two or three, or three and four? Man, the Yom Ashtayim, the Sholosh, you have two or three brachas, Kisavarad Hazon. He holds the Birchus Hazimun is until Hazon. The whole first bracha, the Rashi learns is, you only say it when you bench the Zimun. That's when you have three. If you bench yourself, you only have the last two brachas. That's Rashi Shita. And according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns another pshat in this brisa. It's also brought down Alochem. That's the question, when you have three people together, and they all don't know how to bench together. Each one knows one bracha. You have three people, and each one only knows one bracha. The last reason is, you're allowed to let the first one say the first bracha, the second one say the second bracha, and the third one say the third bracha. That's Alochem. But lo yitzuya, one bracha, two people know together, that's no good. You can't be moitzi with half a bracha. At least you have to be able to say the whole one bracha, and you say it out loud, and moitzi the rabbin. That's the shayla here. How many people can be divided up to say the Birchas HaMozen? That's halacha. Sometimes two, sometimes three. So you say, man, the Yomishtam Shosh, Tzava Ad Hazon, that when you made the Zimun, it's the whole first bracha, it's like one bracha. Boshkan HaMishloi and Hazon. So one person has to say that. But man, the Yomishtam, some say sometimes you have three bracha, Shosh, Ad Hazon. But man, the Yomishtam, we are boy, you have four brachas. Tzava, he holds, Ad Nevorach. That Birchas HaZimun is just until Nevorach. That's one bracha by itself. Then Hazon Yasakel starts like a new bracha. So sometimes you can have four people saying the bracha. So the Gemara Loi, Rav Nachman the Tarat Satame, Rav Sheshem Tarat Satame. They're both Miyashim themselves. Rav Nachman the Tarat Satame, the Kula Yalmad Nevorach. He goes, no, what's the Birchas HaZimun? It's a bracha by itself. Thus the Nevorach Shechanu Mishaloi. Where we start off benching, that's the whole Zimun. Zman Diyom HaSholosh V'Yabor Shapir. Sometimes there are three brachas, means without the zimun. Sometimes you have four brachas. That's when you're mezameh, you have the fourth bracha, is the brachas of a Baruch Shechana Meshloi B'tuv V'chayinu. That's called the bracha by itself. We start off saying, Baruch Shechana Meshloi B'tuv V'chayinu, Baruch Shechana. Man diyom eshtayim b'sholosh, that you only have two or three. That's what shver. What do you mean only have two or three? Omala, bracha b'brachas peyla maskin. We're talking about we're a peyla. A person that's working is talking, is benching. The Yom Amar we learned before, Toseach Dazon, the Kailu Ben Yishlaim, the Brichas Oros. But when a Peil is working for Malabos, he can't take off so much time to say all three brachas, so he only has to bench two brachas. He says Azon, and the next two brachas he makes it into one bracha. So that's how the question of two or three. But Avad, without Peilim, Rav Nachman's din is that Brichas HaZimun is only Boshechan HaMashloi B'Tuvachinu. And the first bracha, Azon HaSoilam, that's another bracha by itself. Rasheshes and Tarat Satayim, we hold like Rasheshes, the Kuli Yalmad Hazon. Birchas HaZimun is considered until Hazon Yasachil is all part of Birchas HaZimun. Man di Yom Eshtayim V'Sholosh Shapir, you have two or three brachas, that's with Zimun. Man di Yom Eshtayim V'Yavoh K'Sovar HaTov Yameit V'Yereisa. About the Zimun itself, Boshchan HaMishloi and Hazon Yasachilam is treated like one bracha. So where do you have four brachas? If you hold HaTov Yameit V'Yereisa, that's where you have four brachas. So we hold the Rasheshes, and Afkamina is, in the two cases we said like Toby passing the Tosis track, in the case we have three people eating together, and two guys finished eating first, and they want a bench now, so the third person has to stop eating and listen to the Zimun. How long does he have to stop eating? So they finish Tazon Esakur. He can't continue eating when they finish Brach Shalom to the Chayinu, because the Brach Hazon Esakur is part of Zimun, he has to wait till he finishes. And know what then we hold? So you have four people.
and they don't know the bracha together, because each one knows one bracha. We also pass that one person just knows Baruch Shechanam Shavu Tadchinu, and he can't say Azana Soilam. And another person has to say Azana Soilam, that's no good. Because we hold this considered like one bracha. Hey, the Baruch Shechanam Shavu Tadchinu, and Azana Soilam is considered like one bracha. Therefore, one person has to at least be able to say all these bracha, or this whole bracha. Then it's enough he said this bracha, then the second person says Moed Lecha, he's Moed to the Rabbim, unless one says Oretz. So tomorrow, Amar Rabbi Yosef now. Say thou, bring your raya, thou save your mate, thou love your that's the way we hold. His last bracha that we say, okay, Lovino, Makeno, Reno, Moreno, Leno, is love your raya. Shrei Poyel, the Mike Menoisa. It's one raya. That a Poyel that's working, and he finishes eating, when he benches, he leaves it out. So it's a raya that's only Midr Rabbonin. Because Midr Raisa, you would have to say it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel, bar Masa, Mishmei the Rab. Take another raya, thou save your mate, thou love your raya. Shrei Poseh, Baba Baruch. We start off with a bar. Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Ha'olam. Ha'okel Lovinu Malkeinu. We start off with a bar. The Ein Chosim Baruch, and it doesn't end off with a bar. Now why it doesn't end off with a bar is because really it's considered a short bracha. Ha'okel Lovinu Malkeinu. Now later Chazal was most of all these Adirena, Moren, Galenu, they're most of in the bracha. But really Matchil was a short bracha, so it just starts off, it doesn't end off. Now what's the raya if the bracha with the Rabbanon only? Kidatanya. The clause is like this. Kol ha-brachas kulam v'sayim v'hem b'baruch v'chayisim v'hem b'baruch. A bracha rucha always starts off with a baruch and ends off with a baruch. Chutz mi-birchas ha-feros v'birchas ha-mitzvahs. So those are short brachas. So you just start off, ha-brachas ha-mitzvahs ha-baruch creates on ha-mitzvahs. You just say the bracha without a chesima to it. A bracha smuch l'chaverta. When you start off with one bracha, then you start saying another bracha, you don't start off with a baruch. Because it's somach lechaverta. That's like the first bracha of benching. We start off with Venus Akar Koyim, then the Yal Akhil Hashem Akenu, Bracha to Hashem Alot Svala Mozim. The second bracha, Al Akhil, doesn't start with a baruch. Because this bracha is somach to the first bracha of Venus Akhil, therefore it only ends off with Al Aret Svala Mozim. A bracha of Venus Shem Bekrishma, the same svar is also, that is called somach to the first bracha of Krishma. So when we say at the end, is it a night you say, Mesvam Nur? We don't start off with Baruch Ator, we just end off with Glal Yisrael. The Baruch HaKorin Hashem B'Krishma is also called the Smucha to the Baruch as Rishayna HaKrishma. Now Yesh Nehem Shabseh Nehem HaBaruch, V'yena Chayisim Behem HaBaruch. That's the Baruch of Kitzorah, the short Baruch is like Perith and Mitzvah. V'yesh Nehem Shabseh Nehem HaBaruch, V'yena Pasech.